Welcome to Money Matters, the podcast that focuses on how to use the money you have, make the money you need, and save the money you want. Now, here is your host, Ms. Kim Chapman.
Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. I am your host, Kim Chapman. Today, we have an extraordinary guest joining us. At just 13 years old, he's already a high school graduate and a budding entrepreneur on a mission to transform financial futures of young minds across the nation. Please welcome Mr. Caden Harris.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me, Caden. I also have another guest in studio with me, Ms. Nyla Lawrence. Nyla recently embarked on a transformative journey as a mentee with the 100 Black Women recently, and she attended a financial boot camp that was sponsored by Neighbors Federal Credit Union. And so now she's here joining us just to share some of her insights on the meaningful event that she went to and to learn just a little bit more about financial education. Good morning, Nyla.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Nyla, before we get started with the questions for Caden, give us a little information about you. Tell us what school you go to, what grade you're in.
So my name is Nyla Lawrence. I attend Liberty Magnet High School. And yeah, that's pretty much all about me. With the boot camp last Sunday, I believe, it was a very great experience and I really enjoyed it. It really showed me and the girls how to handle our money and credit scores, just simple information that we needed to learn when we got older.
So Caden may not be aware. Give Caden a little information in terms of what the boot camp was like. What do you remember doing?
So I remember them giving us a sheet about, we all had different careers that we had, and we either had kids, we were married. It depended on what you had. And so I don't remember what I had. I know I had three kids. I was a male, and I don't remember the career, but I had to go around and pick out food, clothes. I basically had to manage my money so that me and my kids could have, you know, the necessities to live. And basically, at the end, we would go to the wheel and spin it to see what our credit score was. And we just added everything, subtracted everything to see how much money, whether we were in debt or anything. And that was basically the activity that we did last Sunday.
Were you surprised by your results at all?
I'll say yes, I was surprised. Like, because I believe when I went to the wheel, the credit score wheel, I spent it and I got 715 credit score. And when I added everything, I mean, subtracting everything, the money and stuff, I ended up in debt. So,
yes. And so life is not always as easy. So, Caden, now we're going to go ahead and start asking you a couple of questions so that you can kind of share some enlightenment. So can you share with us how your journey began with Caden Teaches and what inspired you to start this initiative, especially at such a young age?
Well, I decided to start my company because I would just always go to different businesses with my dad. And at that point, I had no clue what financial literacy was. So I knew that I wanted to learn more about financial literacy and be able to teach kids about financial literacy in a fun and interactive way, which is why I decided to create my company. So I created my first product with a $200 investment from my dad. And then with the profits from that, I was able to create my very own financial flashcards. So they pretty much have financial terms on them. And it's an easy way to learn about financial terms. And then with the profits from selling the flashcards, I was able to write my own book. And with the profits from writing my own book, I was able to create my very own puzzle. So I would just keep recreating this process over and over until it led me to creating so many more products.
Okay, so that's great. Hi, Caden. I'm curious on what motivated you to pursue financial literacy as your passion project.
Well, I knew that I wanted to be able to teach kids about financial literacy because I learned how important it was and that when we learn about financial literacy, we can have better cities, better communities, and much more because when most kids graduate high school, they don't even know the basics about financial literacy, and that really needs to change.
You're right about that, I tell you. And if the younger we can reach them, the better it is. So tell us, how does Caden Teaches actually work? And what does a typical day like you look, you know, on the financial literacy bus? Tell us a little bit about that.
So when the kids get on the bus, they get on and they have a book where they get to choose a career. They get to choose between a business owner, a registered nurse, a movie producer, a pilot, so many different careers. And we wanted to choose careers that weren't what you normally see, such as a firefighter, a police officer. We wanted to give them a different experience so that they could think outside of the box with different careers. And then they go from there and they learn about credit and debit cards, consumers and producers. And I have this awesome mock bank that they go to where they learn how to deposit and withdraw money. And then with the leftover money they have from there, they go to the mock grocery store. And then they're able to purchase and have a family budget and purchase different products. And then they go over to the mock stock exchange where they're able to use that money and then learn how to invest in stocks and learn how the stock exchange works.
Okay, so Kaden, can you tell us about an impactful moment that you experienced while teaching kids about practical money skills?
I would say whenever the kids do get on my bus, there's a section in the books where they get to choose a career. And then when it says business owner, they always go business owner and say they want to be just like me. And that always motivates me. And I always find it heartwarming that there's other kids to see what I'm doing and know that they want to do something like that as well.
That is really awesome. So what are some key financial lessons you aim to teach kids through Kaden Teaches?
I aim to teach them things about financial literacy, such as assets, liabilities. There's so many different things that we can learn at an early age, such as taxes, insurance, things that we don't know. And another thing with that is my brother, he went to go buy a car last week. And he's 20, he's in the Air Force, and he thought that he had the money saved up for it. But then when he went, he saw that he was going to have to pay $500 in insurances. And he knew that he had to find a different car and find different ways to go through it. So he just had to learn about financial literacy earlier. If he had learned about it a lot earlier, he would have been able to do all of these different things about insurances.
I have to ask, did you go with him to buy that car? And were you like his wingman to make sure he got a good deal?
Well, he actually was able to find a deal with the company, but I didn't help him through that.
Okay, so Kaden, do you encounter any challenges or resistance from kids when it comes to learning about money? And how do you actually overcome them?
Well, what I found is that kids actually learn better from other kids. So when I go to these schools and go to teach kids about financial literacy, they have a lot of fun seeing that there's another kid doing something. And they know that they can do something as well, just like this.
You know, as the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of Kaden Teaches, I imagine that your peer group of other CEOs in your age group are kind of slim. So what are some of your long-term goals and initiatives?
I have goals such as to teach over 500,000 kids about financial literacy. And before I had that goal set at 1,000, then 10,000, then 50,000, and now it's at 500,000. Wow. And I can't wait to reach that goal, because every time I reach it, I just set the bar higher. And another goal that I have is to get my curriculum in schools all across America and even all around the world.
And Kaden, how do you make financial education engaging and fun for your audience, especially considering the complexity of the subject?
As I mentioned, I like to make financial literacy fun and interactive, because kids are able to learn better when it's something fun and interactive. Because it can just be boring to them once they're just getting lectured and taught it at once. But they're able to do something hands-on. They're able to grasp it better and learn about it more, which is why I decided to create the bus. So the kids will have something hands-on that they can actually learn about financial literacy in an easier way.
So, Kaden, of course, I go around the schools here in the local Baton Rouge area, and I'm always teaching financial education to kids, but usually there are adults in the room, and they always tell me, you know, I wish I'd known this. I wish I'd known that when I was younger. What's the one piece of financial advice you wish you had known when you were younger, even though you're still that younger person?
One thing I wish I really had known was it's easier to offer a product or service than it is to ask for money. Because I remember always going up to my mom and asking and begging her to buy me Robux. And she would always say, I'm not spending my real money on fake money. And that made me disappointed each time. So I kept going to her. One day, there was a game pass that I wanted for a game in Roblox. And so I could build my very own house. And I kept begging, and she said that she wasn't going to get it for me. And so she said she would let me get it if I did the dishes first. So So I ran downstairs. I was washing dishes, soap suds everywhere, dishes clinking, until she finally let me buy the game pass. But I knew that I didn't want to have to do that every time. And I knew there was a better way to go about this. And then I found that I can teach kids about financial literacy. I can create my own business. And another story of that is when I wanted a game. It was Minecraft, and I wanted to be able to buy it. And I went to her again. But at that point, we had a cleaning company. So I had to do some work in our cleaning company. And I had to do it every Sunday until I was eventually able to buy the game. So after doing this, I didn't want to do that again either. So I found a way to create my own business and learn about financial literacy so that I wouldn't have to do this each time. And I wanted to teach kids so they wouldn't have to do it either.
So, Kaden, how do you see the future of financial literacy education evolving? And what role do you hope Kaden teachers will play in that evolution?
Right now, I already see financial literacy evolving for kids because there's bills being mandated that they have to learn it before they graduate high school. And that's definitely going to help out for our futures. And my curriculum, I would love to get that in so many different schools because that'll be so helpful. And it's very practical and teaches them the things that they really need to know about financial literacy.
I have to say, from dishwasher to CEO, how do you balance the responsibilities as a high school graduate, a CEO, and of course, a traveler?
Well, it's pretty easy. Since I did graduate high school, I get a lot more freedom. So I get freedom to go into my business and to be a kid still. I love doing different kid activities, like I do karate. I'm a huge wrestling fan and so much more. And then I get a lot of time to spend into my business and to go to these different schools and teach them about financial literacy. And it's just awesome knowing that I have this freedom to do all of that.
So, Kaden, what has been the most rewarding aspect of your work with Kaden Teaches so far?
I would say the most rewarding thing has been teaching these kids about financial literacy and seeing how many people have been inspired and impacted. One incident of that is where I did an event, a speaking event, and a month later, someone emailed me saying that they started their own business because of what they saw me talking about. And that really inspired me.
That's pretty awesome. Do you have any other success stories or testimonials from kids that you can share that participated in one of your financial literacy programs or even, you know, boarded the bus?
Well, when I have my speaking events, I actually had a speech impediment. And I mentioned that, and people always come up after. There's at least one person at each speaking event that says their child went through something similar to that, and that they went through something like that, and how it impacted them, how I was able to go through this and create my very own company and teach kids about financial literacy and overcome it.
Kaden, what advice would you give to other young people who are interested in starting their own initiatives or businesses?
I would say do your research and look at people that are in your area and find a good mentor who is also in your area and see what they're doing and ask to shadow them for a day. Get help from them and grow your company from there.
So, Kaden, what role do you believe schools should play in teaching financial literacy, and how does Kaden Teaches complement the traditional education system?
Well, I would say that school does teach us a lot of things that we need to know, but not enough about financial literacy. But of course, we can't rely for school to teach us everything. So there's something that parents have to go out of their way to teach their kids. Like, for example, I was homeschooled. So there was a lot of different things that the school system wouldn't have taught me that my parents did. So there's just different things that parents need to teach their kids outside of school. And that's why I created my very own curriculum so that kids could be able to learn about the things about financial literacy in school.
That's great, Kaden. So what are some common misconceptions about money that you've encountered among kids, and how do you address them?
I would say one, that people always say that money is the root of all evil, which is not true. If you put money on a table, it won't do anything except sit there. It just depends on whose hands the money is in. If it's in the hands of a good person, the money will do good things. If it's in the hands of evil person, it'll do evil things. So it just depends who the money's in the hands of.
So, Kaden, tell me, what motivates you? I mean, it seems like you're doing so much, you know, as a young person. What motivates you and what inspires you to continue to work with Caden Teaches every day?
Just knowing the impact that I'm reaching and how financial literacy isn't taught that much and how it's leading us to having these better cities and how more and more kids are being impacted.
And finally, Caden, can you share a sneak peek of any upcoming projects that you have planned for Caden Teaches?
Well, I'll actually be speaking at Rutgers University, where I'm going to be speaking to the college students, and it's going to be awesome. And like I said, my curriculum, which I've already created, it's awesome. It teaches kids about different insurances, taxes, everything that they need to know about financial literacy. And it was the number one curriculum maker helped me create it as well.
So, Caden, before we wrap up, talk a little bit about your website, the products, how any parent or student listening can look for your products and which ones are your top sellers.
Well, if you go to my website, it's cadenteaches.com, and my social media is Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. On everything, I'm Caden Teaches. But on my website has so many of my different products, my book titled Caden's Rich Kid Guide, my activity book, my rich kid necklaces. It has so many cool things on there.
So you've got your first bus. What's next? Should we be looking up in the sky for a jet for Caden Flies from here to there teaching about money?
Well, I haven't really thought much about that. But I just want to, one of my goals is to create a curriculum that goes through K through 12. So having different curriculums for each grade level. And another idea with the curriculum is to have it get translated into different languages, such as Spanish, Mandarin, because we actually had a call the other day where someone wanted me to do a tour in China.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So what is your final piece of advice to parents, teachers, and students listening today? What's the one thing that you want them to know about Caden Teaches?
I would say, well, this isn't even about Caden Teaches. I would say that God gives everyone a gift. You just have to figure out what that gift is and implement it into your life. And in case you don't know what your gift is something that comes easy to you, but hard for others. So figure out what that gift is and don't let it go to waste. And one person's story who I love is The Rock. He thought that he had a passion in playing football, and he thought that that would be the thing that would lead him to success. But he ended up getting cut and went into wrestling, as we all know, and acting as well. And he later found that he had a gift in entertaining people. And now he's able to pour back into his passion, which is football. And he recently bought his own football league, showing how you can use your gift to fund your passion.
That was well said. I want to thank you so much for joining me on the Money Matters podcast. I'll definitely be following you to see if you make it down to Louisiana, especially Baton Rouge. That way we can have you come back and visit us live in studio. Nyla, thank you for joining us. And best of luck to you, Caden.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this with you guys. And remember, if Caden can, you can too.